The Martha Howell Young Flower Garden celebrates the significance of flowers in human culture through the ages. The Young Garden was dedicated in 1981 by John R. Young, Cornell class of 1927, as a memorial to his wife, Martha Howell Young. This garden highlights flowers that have been used to express feelings in times of sadness and celebration, as part of religious rituals, and as inspiration for art and literature. Two metal stands hold booklets describing the history and lore of the flowers currently blooming in the garden. The featured flowers are tulip, lily, carnation, peony, rose, daisy, sunflower, poppy, iris, and chrysanthemum. Read the booklets to learn about how the ancient Egyptians used the opium poppy to calm crying babies, or how the Japanese hang iris from the eaves of their homes to ward off evil spirits. People in Victorian Europe and America used flowers, often in small bouquets called tussie-mussies, to send messages that etiquette prevented them from saying in person. Through this silent language of flowers, lovers could declare their devotion with sprigs of lavender, ask for forgiveness with purple hyacinths, or communicate rejection with yellow carnations. This language has been largely forgotten in today's culture, though red roses remain a universal symbol of passionate love. The next time you send a bouquet, try impressing your friends by including a message decoding the secret language of flowers. Stonework features prominently in the Young Garden and throughout Cornell Botanic Gardens. The central millstone echoes the millstones found in the herb and winter gardens. The walls are made from locally quarried stone called Lenrock, which is Cornell spelled backwards. Did you notice the small steps over the stone wall near the hillside? These steps are called a stile, and were traditionally used by farmers to walk between fields without their livestock following them. Try walking over the stile to visit the herb garden. Opposite the stile, you'll find an antique stone trough. In the summertime, look for frogs lounging in the cool water. Look and listen for the tranquil wind chime perched in the remaining trunk of a northern catalpa tree. The wind chime was placed to honor the beloved tree that was cut down due to decay from aging in 2016. To learn more about the gardens here and within nearby FR Newman Arboretum, look for signs to access other audio tours during your visit.